broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
The Child Protective Services were called with allegations.
When I first looked at the photos, my first impression was, this is clearly, without any doubt, this is Osama bin Laden.
The issue here is not uncertainty. The issue is they've got to start
like I said,
placing...
I do the Botox myself. It's safe. I have no problem with
that. Aren't I brilliant?
Yeah, world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night we go places other talk shows wish they could. We go through the looking glass and beyond. Boy, talk radio is so horrible, so terrible, so absolutely just rubbish these days. Just rubbish. It's ceased being radio. It is just a platform for one political opinion or another. You deserve better. You're a consumer of a product. And you have been given two choices. Music or guys grinding a political axe from one particular viewpoint. That's what you have been offered. Now, this is called talk radio. That means I can talk, and whatever comes out of my face, I get to do. And some of the stuff that comes out of my head and my face doesn't necessarily have to do with how much I hate Obama or how much I hate the Republicans or how much I love FDR or how much I can't stand FDR. Some of the stuff that comes out of my head has to do with other things, and they all have to do with life, and they all have to do with things that are extremely controversial. They have to do with children. They have to do with education. They have to do with old age. They have to do with driving. They have to do with sitting. They have to do with living. That's what we do on our radio show. But you, Mr. and Mrs. Talk Radio Consumer, you have basically been treated like an imbecile for a long, long time. They simply say to you, now we're going to just lay on you this kind of talk radio. Here's a phone, here's a host, and here is we hate Obama or we hate the Republicans. That's what you get. You don't get anything else. That's what you deserve. In the meantime, radio's losing audience at a record clip. It's losing money at a record clip, and they wonder why. Well, we are here to the rescue. And here is where we will stay. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I say world-famous, I definitely mean that. Some lawmakers see the gruesome photos of a dead Osama bin Laden. Do we still need to see them? Do we still need to have them released publicly? We're going to have Steve Bozella on in a moment to talk about that very thing. Mr. Bozella is a contributor of ours. He's a father. He is a business owner. And he has been on our program before talking about these issues, particularly with regard to his kids and the releasing of these still very gruesome, very violent photographs. And who's going to Photoshop them? And are they going to make their way into your kid's computer? And, you know, really, is that too much of a nanny kind of a thing? I think so. Nonetheless, you know that if they release these photos, boy, the Photoshop job they're going to do on those. And then later on, we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on what has been an upsurge of individuals in aircraft, commercial aircraft, trying to open up these security doors. Does this have something to do with Osama bin Laden dying? I'm serious. Are there people out there who are suddenly a little schizoid, a little whack, a little psychotic because the fearless leader is dead? You know, seriously, some people are just, you know, regular suburban American guys and they're disappointed. You know, we live in a very, very strange world. 877-876-7445, our affiliate spotlight tonight on WHNZ 1250 AM in Tampa and KHRO 1150 AM in El Paso, Texas. And don't forget, our website is philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show right now. It's what we call Phil TV in HD, high definition video. And as I sit here in our studio, behind me you see the roiling surf of the El Pacifico, and that is exactly where we are. Right out here on the western edge of this beautiful place we call, well, you call, we all call it America. On the line with me from Corona, California, Stephen Bozell. And Steve, we've talked with you about your kids and your daughter especially. She goes to CK Corona, which I know is a liberal school there in Corona, California. Now, I know that the bin Laden photos have become a topic of conversation at your home, correct?
Topic of conversation, Phil, between myself and my wife yesterday morning, and my daughter overheard that, and my wife had been talking with me and asked me what I thought about having those the photos released. I said that I would want to have them released. I'm not the biggest fan of looking at that kind of those kind of pictures, but I certainly would feel that it was important to have them released if that's what it took to if that's what it took, you know, to have a definitive answer. My daughter was coming into the kitchen, her dad, and she went and called the school at that time.
All right, so your daughter is calling her school and telling them what?
Well, similar to some of the things I've spoken with you about, she will call them and say that my father has expressed this opinion, or my father has asked about this or that. I had mentioned to Mrs. Proctor, who is their principal, that what you had said about the Khmer Rouge and how they had children reporting on their parents, and she was very offended. She asked your name. I said that you did a talk show, and she said, well, that figures because she thinks all talk radio is right-wing, and I don't know, maybe it is, you know.
She asked about me, huh?
Yes, well, I'd spoken on the air with you about it.
And so she said, and then she concluded, well, I must be a right-winger because I said what?
Well, you and I were talking about the situation, I think it was just after the death of bin Laden.
All right, so we're talking with Stephen Bozell here from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell owns a construction contracting company. So what did this have to do? Your job had something to do with you wanting to see these photos?
Well, I was talking to April, my wife, and I said, I do want to see the bin Laden photos, but I also don't. It doesn't make any difference to me. I know I've got a bunch of guys at work who are going to, you know, make fun of me if I don't want to see them, because I guess you could say I got a little bit of a weak stomach, you know. But I feel as an American, and especially when I'm the boss of them, who, you know, are going to call me a sissy or what have you, I'm going to have to see these photos.
So you want to see the bin Laden photos because you're afraid these guys are going to call you a sissy.
At work, yes, sir.
All right. But nonetheless, you were talking to your wife about this. Your daughter calls the school. What happened?
Well, I knew what the drill was, so I didn't go into the office right away. I went over to the school. I knew that they were going to call me and ask me in for a conference, and they did. So they
were going to call you?
They told me that they were going to pick up the phone, and then they saw my truck pull in the parking lot. And that's when I went to the principal's office, Mrs. Proctor, and I said to her, you know, all I did was express the opinion that I would like to see the bin Laden photos. And she didn't say anything to me. She just pointed to Carolyn Daly, who's the teacher. And I was escorted with Miss Daly, and there were two other teachers with her down to the classroom at that time.
Well, I want to find out a little bit more about the school. This is a public school.
Yes, sir.
She doesn't say, the principal of the school doesn't say anything to you. All she knows is you've made this opinion, you have expressed this opinion in the privacy of your own home, that you want to see the bin Laden photos.
Yes, sir.
All right. You go to the school knowing that they're going to call you, because that's, I guess, a controversial thing. Your daughter called the school and reported this?
My daughter had called Mrs. Daly, who's her teacher, and then Mrs. Daly called Mrs. Proctor.
And what did your daughter say?
To me or...
No, to the teacher.
Well, she'll report to the teacher what I said, and they will either take action or not.
So she'll report everything that happens in your home?
No, sir. No, my daughter is simply doing... It's a government and a civics class that they discuss what the parents are talking about at home, what is talked about at home. And so my daughter will, if she hears something interesting discussed, I mean, that's what they say.
Well, that sounds like so much bunkum. I mean, you know, sir, does this not feel to you, Mr. Bozell, like you're being surveyed by your daughter, that she's listening in, that she's eavesdropping?
No, I don't think it's that. I know that she wants to be a good student. And I know she wants to. She wants to get a good grade, obviously, in the government and in civics, and really in the entire sixth grade class. But I don't think that my daughter is doing anything other than, letting her teacher know about things that she may think is dangerous.
And so this goes beyond the class. This goes beyond government. This is something that has to do with whether the kids. This has to do with the kids reporting things that they think might be dangerous. Is that what this instance was?
I don't know. I asked Mrs. Proctor about that. I said, does this have to do with the well-being of my daughter, or is this just... And she didn't say anything. She just pointed. And that's what she does. And for me...
I want to ask you a question about this, Mrs. Proctor. She didn't say anything to you.
She rarely speaks to the parents. She is the principal, but she always delegates either to a lower teacher or to one of the administrative assistants. Yes, sir.
Now, what I'm saying, she doesn't speak to parents at all?
Rarely, sir.
Did she say anything to you? Has she ever said anything to you?
Well, I don't think I've ever had a conversation with her, no.
And yet you came to the school yesterday morning, and there was this principal that you tried to engage in a conversation?
Yes, sir. I said, I understand that you probably want to talk to me, and she just pointed. That's what she does. She points. She'll just say, and basically that means get out of my office. I don't know what it means. That's what it feels like. I've asked Mrs. Daly. She said, no, she's just pointing to the appropriate person, but she's never spoken to me. And they've told me that my daughter started there last year. Steve Jr. started there this year, probably another year, and then she'll start talking to...
You got to be kidding me. This is a public school. All right, we're talking with Stephen Bozell about a lot here, folks. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Steve's been on our program before. We're talking about the Osama bin Laden photographs and whether they should be released. This has now become a topic of conversation at your child's school. And now some of these lawmakers that we were talking about, Steve, see this as a gruesome thing, these photographs. Some of them have seen these pictures. Do you suppose, first of all, I'd like to ask you this. You feel that these pictures should be released?
To the public, yes, sir.
To the public, all right. What and why did your daughter, and what is the reason your daughter is giving you, or the school is giving you, that they shouldn't be released? And what is the reason that they're giving you that it's their business?
Well, they're saying that it will inflame Arab passions and inflame people to attack and to kill Americans worldwide if they let it out. They're also decidedly... I already told you that they have the opinion that it was an illegal killing in the first place, so they're decidedly against the whole idea of the fact that America went and killed this man, but they feel that this would inflame many of the passions. For me, it was a bad experience because I went to my daughter's class. I was subjected to Mrs. Daly, as well as my daughter, as well as a select number of these students, telling me that to release these photos would create violence. To release these photos would create an unsafe condition for Americans. That one of these children, and I forget who, it might have been this Bradley boy that I was telling you about, said that Obama has turned his back on the progressive policies. And I got a little scared because this was not the first time this Bradley boy had been calling me a pig, and today he called me no better than the guy that shot Obama's eye. And I felt myself for the very first time in my life. It's very hard to say.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, this boy had said that he was touched when he was a kid by an adult, and that's how he feels if these photos get released.
And hold on for a minute. The school let this kid say something like that?
Oh, they're encouraged to share that.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. And he said that he, when he was touched as a kid, he said, release the Obama, the Osama bin Laden photos would be the same thing as if I was going to touch him. And he pointed to me. And that's when I, for the first time in my life, I wanted to hurt a child. I wanted to hurt a child.
What did you, you were feeling angry.
I was feeling angry enough. I wanted to go back and I wanted to kick the kid's head off. That's how angry I was.
Well, I mean, you're subjected to the most unbelievable psychological abuse that I've ever heard of in my life. You're sitting there in front of a class of sixth graders, enabled by an adult, and they're all telling you that you're somehow a pornographer or a child molester if you want the picture of Osama bin Laden released. And I don't blame you for having these extreme feelings.
Well, the problem is I love my daughter very much.
And you have been, in my talking with you, Mr. Bozell, you've been dragged down to this school. You've been called a pig, you've been called a pornographer, you're assaulted by these liberal teachers and these liberal students, and now it's about the Osama bin Laden pictures, and if those are released, why then people become victimized and targets of inflamed Arab passions, and you're a pornographer. And I think that is wrong.
The other thing, Mr. Henry, is as I said, there's two sides to every story, and I believe that my daughter's school may have a point.
Well, that's what happens to you every time, sir. Every time you say, well, I don't want to lose the love of my daughter, I think they have a point. And every time you're on the show, the stories you bring back are more extreme and more extreme. Hold the line here. Our number is 877-876-7445 here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. As Mr. Stephen Bozell recounts visiting this school, the CK Corona School, and I'm going to tell you, I want to learn a little bit more about this school because this class... He has been in front of this class now, his daughter's class, at least three or four times, explaining an opinion that he uttered in his own home. In this case, he wants to see the Osama bin Laden photos. His daughter does not approve. The school does not approve. He's called down to the school to explain himself. And in the process, he gets so angry, he wants to assault this kid. So your phone call's next for Stephen Bozell. Did his daughter's school cross the line in berating him for wanting to see the Bin Laden death photos? Or is it any of their business? Well, I think we know the answer to that. It's a public school. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
We have Stephen Bozell from Corona, California with us. He's talking about another visit to his daughter's school in which this the school essentially told him that his opinion expressed in his own home to his wife that he would like to see the Bin Laden death photos, as much as he's not a fan of that kind of thing and would consider it very grisly and would probably find it very distasteful. He would like to see them. This was reported to his school by his daughter. This is a, understand, folks, the school contacts this man and has him come in on a regular basis if his opinions are the least bit controversial. Now, I know you can't believe it, but that happened, and not only that, it's happened more than once. Now, in this instance, and we will get back to Steve, the school wanted to know why he felt the way he felt, and he told them, and he was then berated not only by the teachers, but by the kids, saying that he was no better than a pornographer, because it's violent kind of pornography, and he just confessed to us that he got so disjointed and so angry at the experience that one of these kids, this 11-year-old boy who had been just berating him, he had feelings of violence toward this kid. I mean, if this isn't, in my opinion, if this is not the perfect expression in this society of what can happen when the passive-aggressive liberal meets the very activist conservative, what happens? And I say passive-aggressive. You got a little kid sitting there calling you a pornographer. There's something that's not quite passive-aggressive about that. Now, we'll get to your phone calls in just a second. I want you to listen to this one piece of sound. CNN Senator, this is from CNN, Senator Jim Imhoff details the gruesome images he saw of Osama bin Laden.
One of the things that was, and I had to make my own conclusion on this because they're not real sure. One of the shots went through an ear and out through the eye socket. Or it went in through the eye socket and out, but it exploded. That was that kind of ordnance that it was. Now, that caused the brains to be hanging out of the eye socket. So that was pretty gruesome.
Okay, that is Senator Jim Inhofe. Here is Representative C.A. Ruppersberger from Maryland, told CBS News he has no doubt that bin Laden is dead.
One of the things that was...
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's number one. Here's number two. This is...
When I first looked at the photos...
Ruppersberger.
My first impression was, this is clearly, without any doubt, this is Osama bin Laden. We've seen this man's pictures for many, many years. This is the person that coordinated the attacks on the United States and killed Americans. So we knew who he was. You were able to see blood. You were able to see where there had been trauma.
It was around the
eye area and around the forehead.
You can hear the people wanting the specificity. Let's go to a phone call here. Calling from Montgomery, Alabama, is Frank on the Phil Henry Show. Frank, go ahead. You're with Stephen Bozell.
Hey, Mr. Bozell. I'm Frank from Montgomery, Alabama. Yes, sir. Yes, and I'm having some difficulty hearing you, but I was talking with the host of the program. Yes, sir. I'm Stephen Bozell. I'm in Corona, California, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I was telling the host that if that was my child, I would move to a different community or put her in a church-based school and,
yes, sir,
and get away from progressive people like that. I agree with you. I think bin Laden's pictures need to be released.
Yes, sir. The thing that scared me the most was that I had a feeling for the very first time in my life, this one child, this Bradley, 11-year-old boy calling me a pig and a pornographer, and I literally fantasized about throwing the kid out of a moving car. I can't.
Well, if it gets that bad, you got to get out of there, just like this man was saying.
Well, I understand. I've moved my family across the country from Knoxville, Tennessee to California.
All right, hold the line. Frank, thanks so much for your call and your impression there. All right, number 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Very controversial. The Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell and Osama's photos.
I'm going to throw that shit out of the car.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And we'll get back to our show in just a moment here. We have Stephen Bozell. He is with us from Corona, California. We're talking with Mr. Bozell about the latest experience with this school, CK Corona, that has gotten out of control. This school, where his daughter goes to school, has called him there a number of times, asking about opinions he's expressed at home. One of them, the fact that he would like to see the Osama bin Laden photos, and the school doesn't approve. The class, the sixth graders, don't approve. He was called in to answer their questions and has been berated, has been called names. His daughter monitors his phone conversations and most likely is monitoring this broadcast. We'll be back to talk about that in a moment. Our number 877-876-PHIL. But, of course, right now I want to tell you about Dynapep. Dynapep, a great sponsor of the Phil Hendry Show. What I'm holding here in front of the camera on our Phil TV and HD video cast is a little tiny itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny plastic bottle. And inside of this bottle is 4 milliliters, less than a teaspoon of Dynapep. No sugar, no crash, no jitters, just 2 calories, and a microshot will get you through the entire night focused and alert, keeps you going when you've been up all night. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. All right, and it is... I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. Like I said, there's no crash, there's no jitters. We use it all the time on this show, all the time. I just took myself a little hit of it right now, as a matter of fact. It's Dynapep. You can go out right now to 7-Eleven and get yourself a box of Dynapep, or check out Dynapep.com. That's Dynapep.com, one of the great sponsors of the Phil Hendry Show. Let me finish my Dynapep. You know, you get a box of that, and you get, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 9 shots of Dynapep, and you're living large. On the line with us from Corona, California, as I was mentioning, Stephen Bozell. He's a construction contractor. His daughter goes to the CK Corona school. Mr. Bozell, we're going to go to a phone call. The question I had for you is the answer to that gentleman's question. Why do you not pull your children out of that school and put them in another school?
Right now, the reason why I don't do that is my daughter has not yet given her approval. When my daughter...
Your daughter is how old?
Hold on for just a minute, Mr. Henry. My daughter... I approached my daughter, and my wife approached my daughter earlier this year and said that we would like to move to another community, and of course she got very angry and asked why, and I told her that because we want to... I just didn't say it was anything about the school, but she somehow, you know, realized that it was. She went into a phase where she stopped eating. She began to cut herself.
So the kid's holding you hostage. Is that what's happening?
No, sir. I believe that she has an attachment to this school that is so strong. She feels that she gets what she needs at this school. She feels that she has the friends that she wants at this school, and she feels she has the teachers that she wants. That the idea that we would take her from this school causes her profound depression. And
no, you know, Mr. Bozell, at what point do you believe that I'm making... At what point would you consider this, that the child is holding you hostage emotionally, and that there are somewhere along the line she was given this idea by an adult?
I don't believe that, sir. I just don't believe that.
That your child was given this idea by some adult so that you won't move, she won't be left taken from the school. If you think about it, this is a school that is fine with their students, 12-year-old kids berating adults such as you, calling them pigs and pornographers, which is what happened to you. So why would they have a problem with telling this child to go into hysterics and to to start cutting herself if you consider taking her out of this school. Let's go to a phone call. We have Jeff in Texas on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, Mr. Bozell, my suggestion to you would be for you to instruct your daughter not to discuss anything that goes on at home in that school.
I did do that, sir, and she reported that to her school. And I got a phone call from Daly, asked me to come in. I went and I spoke to Mrs. Daly, and then I was taken to the class. And
so you were, right. even after you told your child, don't say anything at school that is discussed in the home, she went and told her teachers?
Yes, sir, she did. See, it's part of, it's not spying, it's part of their civic instruction, discussing right. what they hear at home.
Very nice. Okay. Now, when you go into these meetings, you ask this teacher, how does this relate to her ability to read, to write, to do math? And any time they vary from that, you ask them again, how does this affect her ability to read, to write, do math? And don't let them derail you.
Well, but that what I told you, Proctor doesn't talk. She does not say anything.
Well, then you just demand
what do you mean she doesn't?
I have demanded an answer, and she simply points to assistants. And I said that I want the principal of the school to talk to me, and she will not talk. She points
I said,
at
then you tell
people
her
that are supposed
this.
To talk to
you,
yes, sir.
Then you tell her this. Apparently she's feeling she's somebody. You address her by sweetie or honey, and I guarantee you she'll start talking to you about something.
I've tried, I will try that, sir. I don't know if I'm going to get a sexual harassment situation on me.
But she's not talking to you.
She's the principal, though. And my understanding is she does not need to speak to me until I've put in 2 years there as a parent.
Then you go to the school board and you discuss with them.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that if they would tell me where that is. You have to understand there is a secrecy. There is a school board, and where they meet, they won't tell anybody where they meet.
Well, there's a school board building. Is there not a building?
No, sir. If there is, they won't show us where it is.
Is there a school board?
Yes, sir. There is a school board.
Well, where is it?
Yes, sir.
Where is the school board?
They will not tell us.
Have you looked it up in the yellow? Every school board is in the phone book online, for instance.
I have, and they give an address that doesn't exist.
I have one more suggestion for you, Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
You own a construction company, is that correct?
It doesn't exist.
Yes, sir, I do. B&B Construction.
My imagination would be that you have some construction boots.
Yes, sir, I do. Well, I've got concrete finishing boots. I have regular work boots, yes, sir.
Right, with the steel-toed boots and that?
Oh, you tell me to put that up a rear end? Well, then I go to jail. Then I go to jail, you know, and my daughter. And then I prove the point of that Bradley kid who I wanted to
kill.
I've never in my life have I ever wanted to hurt a child the way I wanted to kill that. I didn't want to kill that kid, but...
Well, you're going to have to watch how that plays out, because that child is being manipulated by adults as well.
When an 11-year-old boy sits there and calls you a pig and talks about how he got molested by somebody just like me, he said that.
This kid is in a class. I can't believe any adults would allow a boy to talk that way.
Well, they want them to be open with their feelings and everything, you know. And it was at that
Mr.
point
Bozell,
I wanted to go back. I wanted to headlock the kid and just throw him out of my car. Yes, sir.
Mr. Bozell,
throw
if you do as I suggested with that construction boot of yours, you will be a hero. And I believe we'll probably take it. Yeah, well,
I will go to jail. I will go to jail.
But you'll be in jail,
and they'll take my child away from me.
All right,
that's
listen,
fine, you'll be
Jeff,
jail,
appreciate your phone call. Thank you, sir. 877-876-7445. It's a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Well, that's true. That's true. If America ever finds out about these people. We're talking with Stephen Bozell here. You know, just to give you an idea here, Steve, do you understand that people are on your side?
When you say people are on my side, the side that I'm on is that I love my daughter and I want her to be happy. And if she doesn't want me to have Bin Laden's picture released, then I'm happy to change my opinion. But
you're happy to change your opinion. But see, here's the thing. It's your opinion. And there's one thing that parents should never do, and I do see parents doing this. they change who they are sometimes to make their children happy. I don't know whether this has to do with wanting their love. If it has to do with a divorced, you know, a family that is divorced and one parent is pitting themselves against another, and I don't know what any of that has to do with. But you got to be yourself. And if you let a kid change your opinion of things because you feel she'll be happier with you that way, you're making a big mistake.
Well, but you see, I'm not a teacher. And my daughter is very happy when she's able to express these opinions that Mrs. Proctor, who somehow is able to communicate to these kids.
And what is this Mrs. Proctor? Would you lay this on me again? I don't understand this.
I don't know what you're asking.
You're telling me this is the principal of the school who doesn't talk to the parents?
To my knowledge, she's never communicated with parents that I know. She communicates with the students, but no one's ever seen her do it.
And has your daughter talked to her?
Mrs. Proctor, my daughter has said, yes, she's communicated with her. I said, well, did you talk to her? She said, I've communicated with her.
Well, what does that mean in your mind? Have you asked your daughter point blank? You have to ask this kid point blank. You understand that, right?
Well, again, Mr. Henry, my daughter's education is the most important thing. I'm not a teacher, so I don't know all of... And if this Proctor is some kind of a great principal, and she's able to communicate to these children good citizenship and good scholarship by way of not talking to the parents and having some kind of a, I don't know, cerebral connection. I don't know what she does.
Does none of this give you kind of a weird feeling? If this woman, Mrs. Proctor... You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you got a teacher that's refusing to speak to you, is only talking to the kids, you got teachers that are, this teacher is pointing? This is a public school? You can't be serious, man, if you don't think you've got rights.
I do have rights. I understand that. Yes, sir.
Well, then you have to exercise them, and part of them, and I think in the words of that Jeff guy, putting a boot up that woman's ass, I don't think literally, but I think figuratively. Because at some point, someone's got to let the school know, you can't be telling kids one thing. You can't have kids be eavesdropping. You can't divide a family because the school policy and political viewpoint is one thing, and whatever the family's doing is something else.
Well, I understand that, but it's a very highly rated school.
Well, it can't be that highly rated. I don't give a damn how highly rated it is. And this Mrs. Proctor, I think there's something wrong with her. There's something wrong with that school if they allow a woman who's a principal not to talk to anybody and just point.
Well, I was told that that she is a long-standing, respected member of obviously of her profession. She wears this. She wears a kind of a, what do you call the scholastic robes?
And scholastic robes? You mean the ones they use at graduation?
Yes, sir. And all she does is, if I will say to her, and she's waved me off a number of times, and I've approached her to say something, she'll just wave me away, almost as if I got, you know, it's like I got a disease or something, and then I. And then a couple times she'll let me approach, and then she'll just point to whoever.
But she never talks.
She's never talked to me, sir, no.
877-876-7445. So get a load of this, folks. Now we have a school, a public school. Now the principal doesn't even talk to the parents. She communicates to the students. The students go home. They eavesdrop. They listen in. They hear things. Then they come back to the school, and they report it. What's the latest? This man wants to see the pictures of Osama bin Laden. The school doesn't think that's right. The daughter has reported it to the school. The school had him in today, and he had another confrontation with her daughter, with his daughter's class. 877-876-7445. You know, at one of these points, this guy's going to have to kidnap his own daughter. You realize that? Kidnap his own daughter and take her out of the school and get her to another school. 877-876-7445. The 7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Do you have that recorded?
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, we're going to play for you, and this is Phil Henry along with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. His daughter, April, his son, Steve Jr., April Jr., they go to CK Corona Middle School. We're going to play for you a phone call that came into his home at 1:30 in the morning. And what day, when was this, Steve?
This was last October, and I was told to expect a call from Mrs. Proctor at that time.
That Mrs. Proctor would call you in the middle of the night?
I was told it would come in late.
All right, we're going to play for you, and you believe that this is her?
I do believe that this is her because they told me that generally she calls to make sure that the addresses are correct. They've had an awful lot of people who register their children using fake addresses, and she wanted to know if there was an actual family living to this address, and this is something Mrs. Proctor has taken on herself to do.
And when they told you that she was going to call, did they tell you that that was why?
No, they just said that she was going to call, and I thought I was going to be able to speak with her.
And you recorded this?
Well, I kept the message, yes, sir.
All right, I want you guys to listen to this because it is absolutely, it's bizarre. This is the recording from 1:30 a.m. Go ahead and throw that up. Is that it, Steve?
Yes, sir. That's all we had.
All I heard was breathing. Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir. That's fine. Yes, sir.
That's the most macabre, insulting, harassing thing I've ever heard in my life. Were you able to establish that that was her?
I asked at the school. I was told by parents that that will often be, if you hear that kind of a phone call, breathing is generally her checking to see if there are actual people living at that address.
This is this Proctor woman that doesn't talk to anybody. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I think it's bizarre. I think the woman needs a soft room. I think she needs to be put into a straitjacket. 877-876-7445. Let me go over to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Hi. How are you,
Hi,
Stephen?
Hello.
I'm good.
I'm a parent and a grandparent, and I just don't understand why you won't take her out of that school. It's like you're given every excuse in the world not to, and you're the parent. I know, but you're the parent.
Well,
you're in charge of her. You know, the children don't always know what's good for them. So us as parents, the child doesn't lead the parent. We lead the child.
Yes, ma'am. My daughter, as I mentioned, Mr. Henry, and earlier in the hour, my daughter had a fit of cutting herself, of not eating. She went into a bit of a hysterical, for want of a better term, hysterical period there when we talked about leaving the school, moving to another community.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you, I mean, why not take that child to a child behavior psychologist or something like that?
Well, because I felt that what was happening was that she had developed a very secure relationship with her school and with her classmates, with her teachers, and was very, you know, it's rare to see a child have that much of a, I guess, a good relationship with a school and with teachers.
What I know about cutting is that a child is wanting to be heard, and you know.
Turn that tape off, bud, please. Turn that tape off, bud. I don't want to hear that.
I'm sorry.
We had that breathing tape. Is that teacher? That's the principal, right?
That is Mrs. Proctor. Yeah.
Well, what is that about, man? I'm telling you, it bothers me, and I think it's harassing to call a home in the middle of the night and breathe into a phone.
Well, no, she's not breathing. She's checking to see if anyone's going to pick the line up. That's all.
I don't know if this call. Have you ever had an experience like that before, ma'am?
I don't even know if I believe it because I mean,
who do you think they could be?
Parachute out of an airplane. It doesn't mean I'm going to let her, even if she is cutting herself.
How do you know that that's not some kids harassing you?
It's a good point. I don't know, but they told me that that's what Proctor does.
How do you know that's not some friends of your daughter's calling up and breathing into the phone?
It could very well be. But as I said, I've spoken to other parents who say that Proctor has called him in the middle of the night and all they heard was breathing.
I just don't know if I believe that. But anyway, if it was my child, I would take them out and put them in a private Christian school. That's me.
Yes, ma'am. I want to do that as soon as I can, but my daughter stopped
eating. I don't care. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. You sound ridiculous.
Yes,
you really do. Good luck.
Well, ma'am, if I sound ridiculous, then I tell you what, I don't believe her at all. If you're living a life like this, okay, hold up. That's the world I live in. What is? Oh my God! What's so funny?
Well, no, it's just that you played the tape. You don't live in that world, but that's you have a big challenge ahead of you, Steve. There's no question about it. Number one, you've got to get your daughter out of that school. Number two, you've got to do it in such a way so as don't worry about her cutting herself or not eating. Okay? If I were you, I wouldn't do that. Secondly, the next time you see Proctor, play that tape for her.
Well, she'll just turn away and she waves me off.
Oh, give me that waves me off bullcrap. Grab her hand and hand her the tape of her breathing into this thing. Or I got a better idea. Find out what her number is, call her up in the middle of the night, and breathe into the phone.
Some guy did try that.
And what happened?
She thought he was hot for her. And that became a whole other...
Some guy? What, a parent?
Yeah, a parent. He called up and he's all... and she suddenly thinks this guy's got it bad for her. And that...
We'll be back with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.